The Zebra Squad made headlines back in the early 1990s when deputies from Harris County Precinct 6 Constable Victor Trevino's office brought in more than 2,000 parole and probation violators. The program was eventually merged with the patrol division, but now the Zebra Squad is back on the streets. Trevino says there's plenty of work to do.
In Harris County alone, we have over 6,000 parole and probation violators today. And I just saw it as a serious problem that we just let it creep back up. And my commitment is now to keep the Zebra Squad consistent. They're going to do this every week.
The squad is made up of 12 reserve deputies who volunteer their time, working from a list of the worst violators.
We've selected the top 100 parole violators and the top 100 probation violators. And these top 100 in each category are individuals that are out for murder, aggravated robbery, aggravated sexual assault. I'm talking about the most violent offenses.
Since it returned in early May, the squad has picked up 12 parole and probation violators, including a convicted murderer.
I don't have nothing against probation or parole. If an individual lives by the conditions of the probation and parole, I think it's great because we do have a lot of individuals that successfully complete the program. But for those individuals that are giving it a bad name and they're not living by those conditions, we don't want to wait for them to commit another felony. I think that's a wrong message.
The Zebra Squad's commander, Sergeant Andy Thrash, says it's not easy tracking down dangerous criminals, a job that takes a lot of time and resources.
We spend a great deal of time doing research, reconnaissance work, surveillance work, and just a lot of detective work, legwork, to try to locate these individuals. So we spend, on average, 3 to 4 nights a week. And when we have good information, then we'll go ahead and attempt to execute the warrant.
A week ago, while tracking a parole violator, the squad also arrested another man wanted for probation violation. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.